Afghanida is a radio drama airing on the Canadian Broadcast Corporation. It's about Canadian soldiers serving in Afghanistan. WMNF will broadcast all 22 episodes of the first season of Afghanida beginning Monday night. WMNF Women's Show co-host Mary Glennie spoke with Afghanida's producer, Beverly Cooper, this morning and began by asking about how the radio drama Afghanida began.
Their idea was to give a real grunt's eye view of it. So what is it like to be a soldier on the ground in a war situation, and particularly in Afghanistan when it's a very complex, whether you're for the war or against the war, I think everybody would agree that there's very complex issues that go with it. So they put them, they plunked these four soldiers in Kandahar province, which is a really hotbed of activity, and sort of tried to imagine what that was like. And I think what makes the series really work is the magic of radio and the sound of it, they've made the design of it with the sound engineers and the producers and the writers as being a very present sound. So it feels like you're right with them. And there's a lovely narration quality that goes through it, which sort of gives you, it's like you're right in the head of one of the soldiers who's there. So, and these are very human soldiers as well, so with their good points and bad points. And so that's sort of how it started out.
Well, and you know, Beverly, here in this country, of course, you must be aware of the problems, particularly with the American people who are far more, which is kind of surprising in a way, far more focused on in Iraq, actually,
yeah,
the situation in Iraq than we are Afghanistan, which really is puzzling, actually, if you really think about it. And sometimes I feel our particularly our soldiers in Afghanistan are really bearing a brunt and are suffering in a way that we aren't even aware of. And so tell me, with Canada, because you entered under slightly, why, I'm curious, why the people of Canada, how do they feel about Afghanistan? And what are their feelings to what their soldiers are doing there?
Well, I think everybody, for the most part, everybody supports the soldiers, and I think that's very clear. I think it is a complex issue. We are there now, and so what happens when you leave? What happens to those people who are in Afghanistan? What happens to the women of Afghanistan if we leave? The Taliban would just come right in. So I think people, well, there's lots of people who would very much like to see our soldiers get out of there and think we're in a losing war that we can't win. And there's lots of people who feel that the alternative would be difficult as well. I think it's seen here as a different situation than Iraq, and that the Taliban was not doing nice things to people in Afghanistan, and that was quite clear. So I think on the other hand, there's not enough soldiers there to really do it properly, right? So you have a huge pressure on these soldiers who are there trying to do a good job, trying to get through the bureaucracy, trying to help people to build a well, to help build schools, and then the schools get, torn down, 2 weeks later or bombed or, So I think it's not a black and white situation. I myself find, I go back and forth thinking we should get out. We're, our young men and women are dying, and, are they going to get the help that they need? Really, we should have, probably more, there should be more like 500,000 troops over there rather than whatever there is, 50,000.